Welcome to the Vectis Sports Report with your host, Matt Williams. In this episode, we'll review all of the latest Wessex League action regarding our Ireland sides, news from the Isle of Wight Rugby Football Club, the White Eagles ladies football team, as well as revealing the last episode's sports trivia question and setting this one. So if you're ready, let's go. In football, in front of an attendance of 180, Cal Sports welcomed Christchurch to the diverse Marine Stadium for their Wessex Premier League encounter. It was a lovely day for a game of football, and this was the first of two matches against the same opponent in a week. Next Saturday we'll have Cal Sports welcoming Christchurch again in the FA Vars at the same venue. Cal Sports opened the scoring through John Mackay, lobbing the Christchurch goalkeeper following a Cal Sports high press that got played through to Mackay, 1-0 to Cal Sports. However, Christchurch equalised. Ed Hatt, the Cal's goalkeeper, collided with the Christchurch player trying to collect the ball. The ball went behind Hatt and the forward slotted it home to make it 1-1. Cowles retook the lead through a corner that was ripped in by Finlay Phillips to the front post, which was headed in by Scott McFarlane. 2-1 to Cowles Sports. 1 minute after half time, it was 3-1 to Cowles. Phillips, who was at it again, crossed the ball in, met by a well-timed run from Jordan Crook, who won it in the air. His header found the net. In the 66th minute, it was 4-1 to Cowles Sports. Carter Knight, who had come on as a substitute, drilled the ball in from the left towards the penalty spot. John Mackay received the ball unmarked. His first time shot then fired past the Christchurch goalkeeper into the left-hand corner. As a neutral at the game, I was feeling sorry for the right back, who was obviously thinking about his journey back to the mainland. Cowsey's fifth goal came in the 81st minute from the other side. Finlay Phillips played in a free kick from the right side, this time that curved around the wall that reached George Colson, who passed it into the empty net. 5-1, the final score in this one. The man of the match for Cowles was Jordan Cook. Next up for Cowles Sports is an away match at Andover New Street on Tuesday the 8th of September, 7:45pm kickoff in the Wessex League Cup. In the same division, East Cowles travelled to Sturminster Newton. However, two goals just before half time and three goals in the last 10 minutes condemned East Cowles Vicks to yet another defeat. But a bright spark for Vicks was that Vicks were awarded Velocity Wessex League Premier Division MJM Sports Award for August. Next up for East Cowles is another Wessex League Cup game away to Fawley AFC on Tuesday the 8th of September, 7:30pm kickoff for this one. The game of the day came in the Division 1 game between Newport and Ainsby Town at the White Fibre Stadium. Newport took the lead after 10 minutes. Jordan Brown was first to a rebound off the post from a free kick by G. Nash. Brown put his name in the history books by becoming the first player to score in a competitive match at the White Fibre Park ground for Newport. Moments later, Brown scored again. The number 9 this time headed the ball into the net from a Kai Grace cross into the area. 2-0 to Newport. Newport increased their lead again to 3-0 in the 25th minute. Connor Kelly, playing in his 300th appearance for the Port, finished from close range, set up by G. Nash again. 5 minutes later, it was 4-0. G. Nash was played through one-on-one with the Ainsbury goalkeeper by Joe Butcher. The striker powered the ball across the keeper. It was 5-0 minutes before half-time, with Butcher scoring himself with a brilliant strike from outside the 18-yard box. Just before the hour mark, Newport made it 6-0. Substitute Cade Woodford scored his first goal for Newport with a low drive past the Amesbury goalkeeper. Another assist for Gene Ash, who provided the opportunity. 6 minutes later, it was 7-0. Player manager Butcher picked out Gene Ash, who scored. 5 minutes later, Gene Ash was not denied his hat-trick when he scored from a penalty after Keelan Walsh was penalised inside the Amesbury box. The final score in this match was an incredible 8-0 to Newport. It would have certainly improved their goals for tally as they look to get promotion into the Wessex Premier. Next up for Newport is another home game against Fulham Sports on Tuesday the 8th of September, 7:45pm kickoff, again in the Wessex League Cup. In ladies football, White Eagles travel to Romsey Town Women for their first game of the season in Hampshire Football League Division 2. The hosts, who are newly promoted, started on the front foot and had plenty of pace up front. Their pressure was rewarded when they took the lead in the 15th minute. 10 minutes later, on 25, White Eagles equalised, and Tanny Siddle was brought down in the Romsey area and converted the resulting penalty. Throughout the half, though, Romsey looked threatening on every attack with their pace and scored two goals before half-time to make it 3-1 to Romsey. This didn't deter White Eagles. In fact, far from it. They showed grit and determination throughout the second half. They were rewarded when captain Millie Tinsley scored via a direct free kick, lobbing the goalkeeper impressively from 25 yards. Throughout the remaining period of the match, the Eagles continued to work hard across the pitch, but unfortunately were not able to find an equaliser, and it finished 3-2 to Romsey. The player of the match was Sophie Lewis, who apparently never stopped running and battling throughout the game. Next up for White Eagles is their first home game of the season next Sunday against Stoneham Ladies Development Team, 2 p.m. at the Bay in Sandown. Thank you to Philip Collinson for the match report that was sent to me. It was much appreciated. Turning to the Oval Ball, Isle of Wight Rugby Football Club are hosting a mixed touch rugby tournament on Saturday the 12th of September, 12 noon, at the Fortress in Woodenbridge. The minimum age limit for this one is 14 plus and it's open to all. If you want to go along or take part, then please see the Isle of Wight RFC's Facebook page for more details. Now for the moment you've all been waiting for, the revealing of the answer of last episode's sports trivia question and the setting of a new one. Last episode I asked you who was triumphant at the 2026 British Masters held at the Belfry, and the answer was Joe Dean, who interestingly was a supermarket delivery driver while he was starting out in professional golf to make ends meet. This week's trivia question is, in a standard game of snooker, how many red balls must be pocketed in sequence to achieve a maximum break? And I'll reveal the answer in the next episode. That's it for me. I'm off for a rest after reporting on all those goals. And whilst I do that, please don't forget to follow my sports podcast, Vectis Sports Report, on Spotify. Alternatively, keep your ears open for the next episode. Keep listening.